Hello, and welcome to The Global Village. I'm Chris Heim. This time in the Global Village, a special edition of the show as we mark the birthday of Chief Bey, percussionist, teacher, folklorist, and an artist who worked with quite an interesting group of musicians, especially in the 50s and 60s. We will share music that he appeared on in the course of this visit to the Global Village, starting with the groundbreaking Drums of Passion album from Olutunji as we begin this visit to the Global Village.
Thank you.
special edition of Global Village, as we mark the birthday of Chief Bey. Born James Hawthorne, actually was born in South Carolina, eventually moved to New York, and after serving in the Navy in World War II, began his musical career, did some touring with theater, and then appearing on a number of records that, looking back, really seemed to be among the earliest of things we might call world music. And we heard a couple of them there with Herbie Mann from the Live at the Village Gate recording with Coming Home Baby, one of the famous songs that Herbie Mann did around that time. And Chief Bey was also part of the groundbreaking Drums of Passion album, often pointed to as one of the first African albums to be released in the U.S. I believe also the first to be recorded in a U.S. studio, also was recorded in stereo, which was a pretty amazing thing to have happened in that particular period of time. And we heard from the Drums of Passion album, Baba Jiyunde, and again, Chief Bey, part of that project as well. Along with being a percussionist, he would also, especially later on in his career, devote his time to teaching, and was also a folklorist. And we are spending some time sharing some of the projects that he was involved with, especially some of those earlier and groundbreaking things that we could point to as world music releases. And again, we heard a couple of them there from Herbie Mann and Olatunji with Chief Bey, a.k.a. James Hawthorne. Remembering him on his birthday, the 17th of April, 1913, passed away on the 8th of April in 2004. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we will hear him with Hamiet Bluett. Chief Bey later on did projects with Hamiet Bluett. One of the releases he appeared on was Bearer of the Holy Flame. We'll hear a piece called Song Song that Chief Bey will kick off when we return in just a minute here to the Global Village.